everybody. I'm Ione Butler, and I'm the founder of Uplifting Content. And today, I am coming to you live from the Energetic Experience in Denver, Colorado. And I get to speak to this man, the man himself, Donny Epstein.
Oh my God.
This has been the most insane weekend I think I've ever had. And seeing the stuff you do just blows my mind, and I've got videos on it, so I'm going to show you all, and you're not going to believe what's happening, because I still don't really believe what's happening, even though it's happening. So please, could you start by sort of explaining in your words what it is you do?
Well, I, for the past like 3 decades or so, I've constantly been in today's vernacular, hacking the field of human consciousness and the human biofield. Helping establish new codes for what's possible for individuals and their experience and for humanity. It sounds big, and it is. Mm-hmm. I found through different technology applications ways of helping upgrade the coherence, the efficiency, and the oneness between the individual with your nature and everything around you, and how we interact and how it affects people, how it affects health, how it affects all different areas, and different applications are different aspects of that, but it's really all about how an individual uses conscious use energy and information, which is extraordinary. Now, extraordinary, as you're realizing, is far from ordinary. It's far from exceptional. It's out of your mind. It's a WTF experience, right? Over and over.
Yes, it is.
So when you choose extraordinary, your ordinary life just falls out of place, and your extraordinary one begins.
Which I feel is already happening to me now.
Yes.
From being here. And I want to say this, I met you about 2 months ago at an event in Santa Monica, and I was watching, we actually live streamed from it, so there's the live stream on this Facebook page. Yeah, hi everyone. You can check out that live stream that I did with Donny so that you can see what he's all about, and then at the end you worked on a couple of people, and I watched it thinking, it's a bit weird and a bit wacky. And I spoke to you afterwards and I said, it's very interesting what you talk about and what you do, but I don't like to believe anything unless I've had the experience myself. And so Donny's like, come with me, and gets me up on the stage and on the table and does some stuff. And it was, I've never experienced anything like it. But from that time, everything, and it's only on reflection that I realized this, everything that's happening with Uplifting Content has just exploded in the last few months. It's gone from ideas that I had just to bubble up to everything happening at an accelerated speed. And so I think it's very interesting that happened around the time that I met you and we had this, and now being here, having this experience, already I'm just like, oh my God, like literally, I've got videos literally doing this.
Well, what happens, it's pretty consistent that when people check the trajectory, meeting me or the applications that we have, that the shift in their life is extraordinary, because we are a field, nature fields around us. And when we live consistent with our nature in a more energized way, the force of attraction between us and the higher calling of us. I mean, the higher calling, which means things will, the low at last aspect, they can start disappearing or falling apart, but not by themselves. That something else is emerging beyond that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you could be concerned that it's the end of a chapter, you're excited about the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how much energy you have. It's the end of the beginning, and it's always the beginning of something new.
It's been effortless. This kind of work has been effortless, where before it was like a stress. And so, yeah. I'd love you to summarize for everybody what, because there's been 2 workshops happening this weekend. So we started on Friday evening through to Sunday doing the Transformational Gate. Could you just summarize what that is?
Okay, the Gate is a gathering. It's a community event where the epigenetic, which is the technologies that involve how you use energy and information, gathering. And most of the people there have been in network care, the network application that you experienced, and refer the strategies for how your body, the embodied strategy of how you experience the force of creation and manifest it, the movements, the postures, to the energy, how you connect to others and how you impact others, creating physiological mechanisms there for us to express our core signature, because in the course of this, the care, a wave moves people's spines, undulation there. And as this research shows that this wave is actually a unique identifier, everyone's wave is different. What if you could actually suspend the non-authentic actions? What if you could suspend the non-authentic behaviors? What if you expend the non-authentic conditioning and be replaced by that, those motor strikes, that posture, those muscle movements, those thoughts that are designed in your nature? Well, that's pretty much what's happening. And we're doing it in mass and group. That's 70,000 people have been in these programs before. We create a field effect. And during the program, we're exposed to the technology developed so you can impact the meaning and the energy between you and the field and one another. And how was the mental love you felt for that group, the program?
It's beautiful. It was like, I've been so emotional. At the end of the session yesterday, they have an angel wash. And I walked past it and sort of everyone in a room like singing and touching each other. And in my mind, I've been so judgmental of certain things. And in my mind, I was like, this is a bit too airy-fairy for me. I'm going to skip this out. And then I bumped into you and Jackie and I was like, no, I'll go and do it. It was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life, that angel wash. So it's people just, as you walk through a sort of tunnel of people, them just sort of giving you their love and you feel it like.
Well, that's because Each person is more authentically able to express not the condition, but who they are.
Yeah.
And it's a soul to soul transmission.
Yeah, yeah. There's been
effortless.
A lot of love. Yeah, yeah. It's been wild. And so, yeah, I've got videos about that coming. And then
I give talks during the whole time about each organizing wisdoms, how to connect to it.
Yeah.
And it's a very unprofessional place, but real place. It's raw, it's real, it's beautiful. And the wave that moves through people has been studied in all different universities as in really new means in simple language of evolution of the nervous system. What would it be like to really upgrade your operating system?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, humanity needs it, and people have to say, I'll hold the torch for that.
Yeah. So when you're doing this, I'm digressing off the thing, but when you're doing this, one of the things I wanted to say is, because guys, you would not believe what it is like to be here and see what is happening to people and these changes. Like I've been like that the whole time. And what I wanted to know is how you and the other practitioners, like, what is it are you doing? Are you feeling energy? Do you see it? Do you sense it? Like, you're reordering the energy and the immune system and the physiology. Like, what?
Well, I developed systems to read the physiology. It's motor muscle strategies, what it means. I've taken all different levels of consciousness, and so what's the posture, what's the breath, what's the energy movement? And I've systematized in the methods I've taught to people and people in all seven continents.
Mm.
Actually, I didn't think somebody in Antarctica, and some reason told me to work in a military base in Antarctica.
Fantastic.
I said, oh, six, no, seven. So I've been teaching my different evolutions, the methods, they'll continue to evolve. And basically, there's a wiring that we all have.
Mm.
And how to access that so we can organize in our consistent nature. That's the key. When you bring a new source of energy, whether it be the life force energy, emotional, or thinking, or the spiritual energy of everything, to any system or one another, instantly it's different.
What do you mean effort. Any system where there's like...
A system is our body a system, our relationship mm-hmm. system. We're a system where every groups come together to create a functional unit. That's, you bring energy to that, instantly it changes. These things are being taught to corporations, not in physical applications, but the principles.
Mm.
I've uncovered the principle of really how life speaks, how creation occurs, how to manifest in all areas, of life. Not for you, but for the higher vision of both.
Yes, which we talked about a lot in my session. So, and then could you tell us about what this specific, we've got now, it's like an extra day on the Monday, which is the energetic experience. Could you explain what this one is?
Yes. Well, if you take the organizing wisdom of life, what makes the sun, the moon, the stars together, that's living tissues come alive, that spark of life.
Mm.
And what they call it life force, and people call it soul, they're all aspects of that. And I've taken the prism of one organizing intelligence and like a prism, broke up into different colors. Mm. This is consistent with all the spiritual traditions talk about our bioenergy, emotional, thinking, and soul energies in this field around us and within us. All the major traditions have spoken about this. And I found a way to access the energy. If you think of it as a magnifying glass and take the energy from the sun and start a fire,
mm-hmm.
What would happen if we can use the lens and amplify the organizing wisdom and instantly be able to draw the energy and organize it solo as a mind does instantly? Because it organizes effortlessly. It just happens. We don't have to think and make a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Same way. We can make an impact in the world. This is where you're getting the mojo. You mean you're you're getting the IV of the juice here. And not just to give you an experience, but to help you, what's the difference between the personal soul energy and that of the universal spirit that collects souls, and the higher thought, the lower thought, emotional life? Can you feel that? And people will be riveted in their body. They'll be moving with the energy, because when the way yoga developed is people, when they experience the energy, the body's forced in that position. I wanted to, three decades ago, started researching that energy. It's how we make it real for everyone. And we could talk on academic, scientific level. The bottom line is, life knows what it's doing. And we want to open it up and have you experience magic. It is nothing short of magic.
It's magic.
Magic is real.
It's legitimately magic. Whoa. How did you, two questions to finish up with. One is, how did you discover you had this ability?
Well, there's many abilities, got a lot of skill sets. I was always different. I thought differently. I experienced life not like most people think. My normal growing up, or I don't know if I ever grew up. My normal seeing is I experienced like from the fabric of creation, this way describing. I experience everything as energy, light, emotion, like equations. That's what it looks like to me. I learned how to make faces and everything. And I can recognize people by their faces now. It took about 30 years before you could do that.
What do you recognize? You see what's going on with them by their
faces. Yeah, I would see a picture of someone. Yeah. And I would know the person. I would not recognize the person because I see the energy in that picture.
Oh, wow.
Before you speak, I feel the energy in the space between us. And I learned how to interpret that language and what that means. So I know what's going on. It's like my seeing most often, not all the time, most often my seeing is beyond the matrix. And that's a gift. It seemed like a wound early in life. What I learned to use that to be able to have answers and see different questions, because ultimately it's not for me to do it. At some point I want to be a hero in life. I want people to realize organizing wisdom of our life is the hero. And it's sacred, and it's extraordinary, and it just manifests. So I use what I knew in that way to study. I mean, really study, to research, to look at things, to ask questions and to interact, and to know at a particular point that I have a gift. I just think it's a wound. We all have a gift. This is the key. This is one of the things we talked about. Right now in the world, people have great gifts, have backstories. And by the way, the spine is the backstory. We have gifts. We're wounds. We have massive wounding, hurts, rape, abandonment, all these things that happen to us in violence. And if we can make it through and unbind the energy and get past the new beliefs and unblind the blockages, we finally get to experience extraordinaries. It's been like that for a while. And I made the commitment through my personal experience also that it's time that we no longer have to be wounded to get to greatness. By knowing our nature and experiencing the available energy instantly, and not having a religious experience, having a spiritual experience as life, then people can learn the nature how to use these energies effectively in their life and don't have to wait to have wounding, to take all this massive energy to liberate it over 20 or 30 or 40 years if they make it. Yes. But instantly, children can know that if someone else is wounded in the world, it's also part of their wound, and we can all get the lessons because they know. And what if life's not school? To lessons, but if it's an amusement park, right?
That would be fun. Life was an amusement park. I'm down. Well, I am a little bit scared of roller coasters. Just a touch.
Right now you are.
Yeah.
After a while, you're going to find the space between the bars really exciting, because that's where spirit lies.
Yeah. Ooh. And then the final question was, statement, and then for you to discuss or say your thoughts. I've been watching just things that have happened, are happening to people, and you're like making comments about it as it's happening, and it's unreal because we're so used to identifying things as real with what we can see, touch, taste. That's what most people think. If I can identify it with the senses, it's real and it exists. And the level that you're working on and what you're doing, that it's not we can't comprehend it. I don't even know what my question is that I'm trying to formulate here, but how has that been perceived, by other people? How do you I think I've just answered your question, which is the only way to really get it is to have the experience, right?
Ordinary experiencing leads to ordinary thinking. Ordinary. Only extraordinary experience potentiates extraordinary. Extraordinary experiences, and then having strategies to sustain them, that's extraordinary life. So you're not going to get ordinary experiences from them.
No, definitely not.
It's just go to someone else for that. Yeah. If you want your ordinary life, I'm not the right man. I will be adverse to your ordinary life. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Oh, but the strategies, I teach many methods, and there's certain things that I'm right now. I don't know how to teach it yet. Mm-hmm. But I am uncovering, demystifying how creation occurs between us and the space in our body and all the areas in real ways. And it's really backed up by real hard science of how cities, people make changes. I think so. You saw some people who were lying on the table. I went like this while they're on the back and they stood up, right?
Yep. They're not even there looking at it. Like, he's messing around behind people and stuff, and they're not even aware of it. And he's doing stuff, and then they're...
I'm demonstrating that, not to show how my hero, I'm demonstrating to suspend the illusion that you and I are separate through space. Mm. And that we are one. You know, you're another hand of mine. Once I acknowledge and experience that, that's it. You experienced beyond yourself, didn't you?
I did.
Others. So once you're experiencing that, you know, once you really get that we are all in this, we're all the same ocean in the drop of water. And then when you start doing that, the world opens up to you. It opens up more to you. And when you really, really see the impact you make on people, you really can make on people. You start realizing, oh my God, I made it this time, why not those times? You say, well, I wasn't aware.
When the SRI, there's like breathing exercises and stuff that's part of the transformational gate workshops experience yesterday. One of them in particular is an exercise where you go up to people and hold their hands and you say, I see you. And they say, it's great to be seen by you. And I know you, and it's great to be known by you. What you're saying about the, you know, your hand is my hand, we're all one. I was just looking at some of the people and there was just such a connection of like, this is what you're saying. Like, he is me.
And yes, and if you ask people that in that space, to someone you don't know, and say, now tell them what gifts they bring to the world.
Mm.
I've seen people who don't know anybody and say, you bring the gift of music in the most extraordinary way, and the person's pianist.
A woman did it to me. She's in about a bunch of stuff that I'm doing. And I was like, what? How do you know that?
You see, if you think thoughts in your head,
you're
lost. If you realize we live in the cloud of thought and emotion, the thoughts in our lives, same in our bodies, it's dust from the universe. It's a common place all resides. The amount of energy we have available and the frequency of our body determines what we can pull in from the field, the thoughts we think, the emotional experience we have. As we have more energy available, our body moves differently and it potentiates different changes. So basically, being awakened in life,
well, thank you, Donny. I have been so lucky this weekend to have been had sessions with you and opportunities to talk like this, and thank you. And I just want to say that just read up on him, watch his videos. But the main thing is, you do not know what you cannot comprehend what this is until you've actually had the experience. And so I would recommend that experience. And I look forward to sort of sharing what happens over the coming months after being seen by you.
And I'll see you on the other side.
Thanks, guys. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Talk About with me, Ione Butler. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and if you like it, please leave a review on iTunes. For more information, go to ionebutler.com or upliftingcontent.com. Speak to you soon.